Epistle to the Son of the Wolf by Baha'u'llah, translated by Shoghi Effendi. Your reader is Mary Ellen Baker. This is Tape 3, Side 1, continuing from page 79. Thereupon a voice was raised from the direction of Hijaz, calling aloud and saying, Great is thy blessedness, O Akka, in that God hath made thee the dayspring of his most sweet voice, and the dawn of his most mighty signs. Happy art thou in that the throne of justice hath been established upon thee, and the day star of God's loving kindness and bounty hath shone forth above thy horizon. Well is it with every fair-minded person that hath judged fairly him who is the most great remembrance, and woe betide him that hath erred and doubted. Unquote. Following upon the death of some of the martyrs, the La-i-Burhan, Tablet of the Proof, was sent down from the heaven of the revelation of him who is the Lord of religions. Quote, He is the Almighty, the All-Knowing, the All-Wise. The winds of hatred have encompassed the art of Batha, Mecca, by reason of that which the hands of the oppressors have wrought. O thou who art reputed for thy learning, thou hast pronounced sentence against them from whom the books of the world have wept, and in whose favor the scriptures of all religions have testified. Thou who art gone far astray art indeed wrapped in a thick veil. By God himself, thou hast pronounced judgment against them through whom the horizon of faith hath been illumined. Unto this bear witness they who are the dawning places of revelation and the manifestations of the cause of thy Lord, the Most Merciful, who have sacrificed their souls and all that they possess in his straight path. The face of God hath cried everywhere by reason of thy tyranny, and yet thou disportest thyself and art of them that exult. There is no hatred in mine heart for thee, nor for any one. Every man of discernment beholdeth thee, and such as are like thee, engulfed in evident folly. Hadst thou realized that which thou hast done, thou wouldst have cast thyself into the fire, or abandoned thine home, and fled unto the mountains, or wouldst have groaned until thou hadst returned unto the place destined for thee by him who is the Lord of strength and of might. O thou who art even as nothing, rend thou asunder the veils of idle fancies and vain imaginings, that thou mayest behold the day-star of knowledge shining from this resplendent horizon. Thou hast torn in pieces a remnant of the prophet himself, and imagined that thou hadst helped the faith of God. Thus hath thy soul prompted thee, and thou art truly one of the heedless. Thine act hath consumed the hearts of the concourse on high, and those of such as have circled round the cause of God, the Lord of the worlds, the soul of the chaste one, Fatime, melted by reason of thy cruelty, and the inmates of paradise wept sore in that blessed spot. Unquote. Judge thou fairly, I adjure thee by God. What proof did the Jewish doctors adduce wherewith to condemn him who was the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, when he came unto them with truth? What could have been the evidence produced by the Pharisees and the idolatrous priests to justify their denial of Muhammad, the apostle of God, when he came unto them with a book that judged between truth and falsehood, with a justice which turned into light the darkness of the earth, and enraptured the hearts of such as has known him? Indeed, thou hast produced in this day the same proofs which the foolish divines have advanced in that age. Unto this testifieth he who is the king of the realm of grace in this great prison. Thou hast truly walked in their ways, nay, hast surpassed them in their cruelty, and hast deemed thyself to be helping the faith and defending the law of God, the all-knowing, the all-wise. By him who is the truth, thine iniquity hath made Gabriel to groan, and hath drawn tears from the law of God, through which the breezes of justice have been wafted over all who are in heaven and on earth. Hast thou fondly imagined that the judgment thou didst pronounce hath profited thee? Nay, by him who is the king of all names, unto thy loss testifieth he with whom is the knowledge of all things, as recorded in the preserved tablet. O thou who hast gone astray, thou hast neither seen me nor associated with me, nor been my companion for the fraction of a moment. How is it then that thou hast bidden men to curse me? Didst thou in this follow the promptings of thine own desires, or didst thou obey thy Lord? Produce thou a sign if thou art one of the truthful. We testify that thou hast cast behind thy back the law of God and laid hold on the dictates of thy passions. Nothing in truth escapeth his knowledge. He verily is the incomparable, the all-informed. O heedless one, hearken unto that which the Merciful hath revealed in the Koran. Quote, say not to every one who meeteth you with a greeting, thou art not a believer. Unquote. Thus hath he decreed, in whose grasp are the kingdoms of revelation and of creation, if thou be of them that hearken. Thou hast set aside the commandment of God, and clung unto the promptings of thine own desire. Woe then unto thee, O careless one that doubtest! If thou deniest me, by what proof canst thou vindicate the truth of what thou dost possess? Produce it then, O thou who hast joined partners with God and turned aside from his sovereignty that hath encompassed the world. Know thou that he is truly learned, who hath acknowledged my revelation, and drunk from the ocean of my knowledge, and soared in the atmosphere of my love, and cast away all else besides me, and taken firm hold on that which hath been sent down from the kingdom of my wondrous utterance. He verily is even as an eye unto mankind, and as the spirit of life unto the body of all creation. Glorified be the All-Merciful, who hath enlightened him, and caused him to arise and serve his great and mighty cause. Verily such a man is blessed by the concourse on high, and by them who dwell within the tabernacle of grandeur, who have quaffed my sealed wine in my name, the Omnipotent, the All-Powerful. If thou be of them that occupy such a sublime station, produce then a sign from God, the Creator of the heavens. And shouldst thou recognize thy powerlessness, do thou rein in thy passions, and return unto thy Lord, that perchance he may forgive thee thy sins, which have caused the leaves of the divine lote tree to be burnt up, and the rock to cry out, and the eyes of men of understanding to weep. Because of thee the veil of divinity was rent asunder, and the ark has foundered, and the she-camel was hamstrung, and the spirit, Jesus, groaned in his sublime retreat. Disputest thou with him who hath come unto thee with the testimonies of God and his signs which thou possessest, and which are in the possession of them that dwell on earth? Open thine eyes, that thou mayest behold this wrong one shining forth above the horizon of the will of God, the Sovereign, the Truth, the Resplendent. Unstop then the ear of thine heart, that thou mayest hearken unto the speech of the divine lote tree that hath been raised up in truth by God, the Almighty, the Beneficent. Verily this tree, notwithstanding the things that befell it by reason of thy cruelty, and of the transgressions of such as are like thee, calleth aloud and summoneth all men unto the Sadratul Muntaha and the supreme horizon. Blessed is the soul that hath gazed on the most mighty sign, and the ear that hath heard his most sweet voice, and woe to whoever hath turned aside and done wickedly. O thou who hast turned away from God, wert thou to look with the eye of fairness upon the divine lote tree, thou wouldst perceive the marks of thy sword on its boughs and its branches and its leaves, notwithstanding that God created thee for the purpose of recognizing and of serving it. Reflect that haply thou mayest recognize thine iniquity and be numbered with such as have repented. Thinkest thou that we fear thy cruelty? Know thou, and be well assured, that from the first day whereon the voice of the most sublime pen was raised betwixt earth and heaven, we offered up our souls and our bodies and our sons and our possessions in the path of God, the Exalted, the Great, and we glory therein amongst all created things and the concourse on high. Unto this testify the things which have befallen us in this straight path. By God, our hearts were consumed and our bodies were crucified and our blood was spilt, while our eyes were fixed on the horizon of the loving kindness of their Lord, the Witness, the All-Seeing. The more grievous their woes, the greater waxed the love of the people of the Baha. Unto their sincerity hath borne witness what the All-Merciful hath sent down in the Koran. He saith, quote, wish ye then for death if ye are sincere, unquote. Who is to be preferred, that he hath sheltered himself behind curtains, or that he hath offered himself in the path of God? Judge thou fairly, and be not of them that rove distraught in the wilderness of falsehood. So carried away have they been by the living waters of the love of the Most Merciful, that neither the arms of the world nor the swords of the nations have deterred them from setting their faces toward the ocean of the bounty of their Lord, the Giver, the Generous. By God, troubles have failed to unnerve me, and the repudiation of the divines hath been powerless to weaken me. I have spoken and still speak forth before the face of men. Quote, the door of grace hath been unlocked, and he who is the dayspring of justice is coming with perspicuous signs and evident testimonies from God, the Lord of strength and of might. Unquote. Present thyself before me that thou mayest hear the mysteries which were heard by the son of Imran, Moses, upon the Sinai of wisdom. Thus commandeth thee he who is the dawning place of the revelation of thy Lord, the God of mercy, from his great prison. Thereupon hath the cry and the lamentation of the true faith been raised once again, saying, quote, verily Sinai calleth aloud and saith, O people of the Bayan, fear ye the merciful. Indeed have I attained unto him who converted upon me, and the ecstasies of my joy have seized the pebbles of the earth and the dust thereof. And the bush exclaimeth, O people of the Bayan, judge ye fairly that which hath in truth been manifested. Verily the fire which God revealed unto the one who conversed with him is now manifested. Unto this beareth witness every man of insight and understanding. Unquote. We have made mention of certain martyrs of this revelation, and have likewise cited some of the verses which were sent down concerning them from the kingdom of our utterance. We fain would hope that, rid of all attachment to the world, thou wilt ponder the things which I have mentioned. It behooveth thee now to reflect upon the state of the Mirza Hadi Dalat Abadi and of Sadi Isfahani, Sadrul Ulama, who reside in the land of Ta, Tehran. No sooner had the former heard that he had been called a Babi that he became so perturbed that his poise and dignity forsook him. He ascended the pulpits and spoke words which ill befitted him. From time immemorial, the clay clods of the world have, wholly by reason of their love of leadership, perpetrated such acts as have caused men to err. Thou must not, however, imagine that all the faithful are such as these two. We have described unto thee the constancy, the firmness, the steadfastness, the certitude, the imperturbability, and the dignity of the martyrs of this revelation, that thou mayest be well informed. My purpose in citing the passages from the tablets to the kings and others hath been that thou mayest know of a certainty that this wronged one hath not concealed the cause of God, but hath proclaimed and delivered in the most eloquent language before the face of the world the things he had been commissioned to set forth. Certain faint-hearted ones, however, such as Hadi and others, have tampered with the cause of God and have, in their concern for this fleeting life, said and done that which caused the eye of justice to weep and the pen of glory to groan, notwithstanding their ignorance of the essentials of this cause, whereas this wronged one hath revealed it for the sake of God. O Hadi, thou hast gone unto my brother and hast seen him. Set now thy face towards the court of this wronged one, that haply the breezes of the revelation and the breaths of inspiration may assist thee and enable thee to attain thy goal. Whoever gazeth this day on my signs will distinguish truth from falsehood as the sun from shadow, and will be made cognizant of the goal. God is aware and beareth me witness that whatever hath been mentioned was for the sake of God, that haply thou mayest be the cause of the guidance of men, and mayest deliver the peoples of the world from idle fancies and vain imaginings. Gracious God, until now they have that turned aside and denied me, have failed to recognize who dispatched that which was delivered under the herald, the primal point. The knowledge of it is with God, the Lord of the world. Exert thyself, O Sheikh, and arise to serve this cause. The sealed wine is disclosed in this day before the faces of men. Seize it in the name of thy Lord, and quaff thy fill in remembrance of him who is the mighty, the incomparable. Night and day hath this wronged one been occupied in that which would unite the hearts and edify the souls of men. The events that have happened in Persia during the early years have truly saddened the well-favored and sincere ones. each year witnessed a fresh massacre, pillage, plunder, and shedding of blood. At one time there appeared in Zanjan that which caused the greatest consternation, at another in Nayriz, and at yet another in Tavarsi, and finally there occurred the episode of the land of Ta, Tehran. From that time onwards, this wronged one, assisted by the one true God, exalted be his glory, acquainted this oppressed people with the things which beseem them. All have sanctified themselves from the things which they and others possess, and have clung unto and fixed their eyes upon that which pertaineth unto God. It is now incumbent upon His Majesty the Shah, may God exalted be He, protect him, to deal with this people with loving kindness and mercy. This wrong one pledgeth himself before the divine Kaaba that apart from truthfulness and trustworthiness, this people will show forth nothing that can in any way conflict with the world-adorning views of His Majesty. Every nation must have a high regard for the position of its sovereign, must be submissive unto him, must carry out his behests, and hold fast to his authority. The sovereigns of the earth have been and are the manifestations of the power, the grandeur, and the majesty of God. This wronged one hath at no time dealt deceitfully with any one. Every one is well aware of this, and beareth witness unto it. Regard for the rank of sovereigns is divinely ordained, and is clearly attested by the words of the prophets of God and His chosen ones. He who is the Spirit, Jesus, may peace be upon him, was asked, quote, O Spirit of God, is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Unquote. And he made reply, quote, Yea, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Unquote. He forbade it not. These two sayings are, in the estimation of men of insight, one and the same, for if that which belonged to Caesar had not come from God, he would have forbidden it. And likewise in the sacred verse, quote, Obey God and obey the apostle, and those among you invested with authority, unquote. By, quote, those invested with authority, unquote, is meant primarily and more especially the imams, the blessings of God rest upon them. They verily are the manifestations of the power of God and the sources of His authority and the repositories of His knowledge and the daysprings of His commandments. Secondarily, these words refer unto the kings and rulers, those through the brightness of whose justice the horizons of the world are resplendent and luminous. We fain would hope that His Majesty the Shah will shine forth with a light of justice whose radiance will envelop all the kindreds of the earth. It is incumbent upon everyone to beseech the one true God on his behalf for that which is meet and seemly in this day. O God and my Master and my mainstay and my desire and my beloved, I ask of thee by the mysteries which were hid in thy knowledge and by the signs which have diffused the fragrance of thy loving kindness and by the billows of the ocean of thy bounty and by the heaven of thy grace and generosity, and by the blood spilt in thy path, and by the hearts consumed in their love for thee, to assist His Majesty the Shah with thy power and thy sovereignty, that from him may be manifested that which will everlastingly endure in thy books, and thy scriptures, and thy tablets. Hold thou his hand, O my Lord, with the hand of thine omnipotence, and illuminate him with the light of thy knowledge, and adorn him with the adornment of thy virtues. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee, and in thy grasp are the reins of all created things. No God is there but thee, the ever-forgiving, the all-bounteous. In the epistle to the Romans, St. Paul hath written, quote, Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, unquote. And further, quote, For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, unquote. He saith that the appearance of the kings and their majesty and power are of God. Moreover, in the traditions of old, references have been made which the divines have seen and heard. We beseech God, blessed and glorified be he, to aid thee, O Sheikh, to lay fast hold on that which hath been sent down from the heaven of the bounty of God, the Lord of the world. The divines must needs unite with His Majesty the Shah, and cleave unto that which will ensure the protection, the security, the welfare, and prosperity of men. A just king enjoyeth near access unto God than any one. Unto this testifieth he who speaketh in his most great prison, God, that there is none other God but him, the one, the incomparable, the almighty, the all-knowing, the all-wise. Wert thou for the sake of God to ponder, through, though it be for an hour, upon the things which have occurred in former times and more recently, thou wouldst turn away from the things thou dost possess unto the things which belong unto God, and wouldst become a means for the exaltation of his word. Hath from the foundation of the world until the present day any light or revelation shone forth from the dayspring of the will of God, which the kindreds of the earth have accepted, and whose cause they have acknowledged? Where it is to be found, and what is its name? Since the seal of the prophets, Muhammad, may all else but him be his sacrifice, and before him the Spirit of God, Jesus, as far back as the first manifestation, all have, at the time of their appearance, suffered grievously. Some were held to be possessed, others were called impostors, and were treated in a manner that the pen is ashamed to describe. By God, there befell them what hath made all created things to sigh, and yet the people are, for the most part, sunk in manifest ignorance. We pray God to assist them to return unto him, and to repent before the door of his mercy. Potent is he over all things. At this moment the shrill voice of the most sublime pen hath been raised, and hath addressed me, saying, quote, admonish the sheikh, even as thou hast admonished one of thy branches, sons, that haply the breezes of thine utterance may attract and draw him nigh unto God, the Lord of the worlds, unquote. Quote, be generous in prosperity and thankful in adversity. Be worthy of the trust of thy neighbor, and look upon him with a bright and friendly face. Be a treasure to the poor, an admonisher to the rich, an answerer to the cry of the needy, a preserver of the sanctity of thy pledge. Be fair in thy judgment and guarded in thy speech. Be unjust to no man, and show all meekness to all men. Be as a lamp unto them that walk in darkness, a joy to the sorrowful, a sea for the thirsty, a haven for the distressed, an upholder and defender of the victim of oppression. Let integrity and uprightness distinguish all thine acts. Be a home for the stranger, a balm to the suffering, a tower of strength for the fugitive. Be eyes to the blind and a guiding light under the feet of the erring. Be an ornament to the countenance of truth, a crown to the brow of fidelity, a pillar of the temple of righteousness, a breath of life to the body of mankind, an ensign of the hosts of justice, a luminary above the horizon of virtue, a dew to the soil of the human heart, an ark on the ocean of knowledge, a sun in the heaven of bounty, a gem on the diadem of wisdom, a shining light in the firmament of thy generation, a fruit upon the tree of humility. We pray God to protect thee from the heat of jealousy and the cold of hatred. He verily is nigh, ready to answer. Unquote. Thus hath my tongue spoken unto one of my branches, sons, and we have mentioned it unto such of our loved ones as have cast away their idle fancies and clung unto that which hath been prescribed unto them, in the day whereon the day star of certitude hath shone forth above the horizon of the will of God, the Lord of the world. This is the day on which the bird of utterance hath warbled its melody upon the branches, in the name of its Lord, the God of mercy. Blessed is the man that hath on the wings of longing soared towards God, the Lord of the judgment day. The one true God well knoweth, and all the company of his trusted ones testify, that this wronged one hath at all times been faced with dire peril. But for the tribulations that have touched me in the path of God, life would have held no sweetness for me, and my existence would have profited me nothing. For them who are endued with discernment, and whose eyes are fixed upon the sublime vision, it is no secret that I have been, most of the days of my life, even as a slave, sitting under a sword hanging on a thread, knowing not whether it would fall soon or late upon him. And yet, notwithstanding all this, we render thanks unto God, the Lord of the world. Mine inner tongue reciteth in the daytime and in the night session this prayer, quote, glory to thee, O my God, but for the tribulations which are sustained in thy path, how could thy true lovers be recognized? And were it not for the trials which are borne for love of thee, How could the station of such as yearn for thee be revealed? Thy might beareth me witness. The companions of all who adore thee are the tears they shed, and the comforters of such as seek thee are the groans they utter, and the food of them who haste to meet thee is the fragments of their broken hearts. How sweet to my taste is the bitterness of death suffered in thy path, and how precious in my estimation are the shafts of thine enemies when encountered for the sake of the exaltation of thy word. Let me quaff in thy cause, O my God and my Master, whatsoever thou didst desire, and send down upon me in thy love all thou didst ordain. By thy glory I wish only what thou wishest, and cherishest what thou cherishest. In thee have I at all times placed my whole trust and confidence. Thou art verily the all-possessing, the Most High. Raise up, I implore thee, O my God, as helpers to this revelation, such as shall be counted worthy of thy name and of thy sovereignty, that they may remember thee among thy creatures, and hoist the ensigns of thy victory in thy land, and adorn them with thy virtues and thy commandments. No God is there but thee, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. Unquote. Thereupon the voice of the true faith was lifted up, calling aloud again and again and saying, quote, O concourse of the earth, by God I am the true faith of God amongst you. Beware that ye deny me not. God hath manifested me with a light that hath encompassed all that are in the heavens and all that are on earth. Judge ye equitably, O people, my manifestation and the revelation of my glory and the radiance of my light, and be not of them that act unjustly. Unquote. O Sheikh, this wronged one beseecheth God, blessed and glorified be he, to make thee the one who will open the door of justice and reveal through thee his cause among his servants. He verily is the all-powerful, the almighty, the all-bounteous. O Sheikh, entreat thou the one true God to sanctify the ears and the eyes and the hearts of mankind, and to protect them from the desires of a corrupt inclination. For malice is a grievous malady which depriveth man from recognizing the great being, and debarreth him from the splendors of the sun of certitude. We pray and hope that through the grace and mystery of God he may remove this mighty obstacle. He verily is the potent, the all-subduing, the almighty. At this moment a voice was raised from the right hand of the luminous spot, quote, God, there is none other God but him, the ordainer, the all-wise. Recite thou unto the Sheikh the remaining passages of the Law Iberhan, Tablet of the Proof, that they may draw him unto the horizon of the revelation of his Lord, the God of Mercy, that haply he may arise to aid my cause with perspicuous signs and exalted testimonies, and may speak forth amongst men that which the tongue of testimony hath spoken. The kingdom is God's, the Lord of the world. Unquote. Quote, peruse thou the Ki Kabi Khan, Book of Certitude, and that which the All-Merciful hath sent down unto the King of Paris, Napoleon III, and to such as are like him, that thou mayest be made aware of the things that have happened in the past, and be persuaded that we have not sought to spread disorder in the land after it had been well ordered. We exhort wholly for the sake of God, his servants. Let him who wisheth turn unto him, and him who wisheth turn aside. Our Lord, the Merciful, is verily the all-sufficing, the all-praised. O concourse of the kindreds of the earth, this is the day whereon nothing amongst all things, nor any name amongst all names, can profit you, save through this name which God hath made the manifestation of his cause and the dayspring of his most excellent titles unto all who are in the kingdom of creation. Blessed is that man that hath recognized the fragrance of the All-Merciful and been numbered with the steadfast. Your sciences shall not profit you in this day, nor your arts, nor your treasures, nor your glory. Cast them all behind your backs and set your faces toward the most sublime word, through which the scriptures and the books and this lucid tablet have been distinctly set forth. Cast away, O people, the things ye have composed with the pen of your idle fancies and vain imaginings. By God, the day star of knowledge hath shone forth above the horizon of certitude. O thou who art gone astray, if thou hast any doubt concerning our conduct, know thou that we bear witness unto that whereunto God hath himself borne witness ere the creation of the heavens and of the earth, that there is none other God but him, the Almighty, the All-Bounteous. We testify that he is one in his essence, one in his attributes. He has none to equal him in the whole universe, nor in any partner in all creation. He hath set forth his messengers and sent down his books, that they may announce unto his creatures the straight path. Hath the Shah been informed and chosen to close his eyes to thine acts? Or hath he been seized with fear at the howling of a pack of wolves who have cast the path of God behind their backs and followed in thy way without any clear proof or book? We have heard that the provinces of Persia have been adorned with the adornment of justice. When we observed closely, however, we found them to be the dawning places of tyranny and the daysprings of injustice. We behold justice in the clutches of tyranny. We beseech God to set it free through the power of his might and his sovereignty. He verily overshadoweth all that is in the heavens and on earth. To none is given the right to protest against any one concerning that which hath befallen the cause of God. It behooveth whosoever hath set his face towards the most sublime horizon to cleave tenaciously to the cord of patience and to put his reliance in God, the help in peril, the unconstrained. O ye loved ones of God, drink your fill from the wellspring of wisdom, and soar ye in the atmosphere of wisdom, and speak forth with wisdom and eloquence. Thus biddeth you your Lord, the Almighty, the All-Knowing. O heedless one, rely not on thy glory and thy power. Thou art even as the last trace of sunlight upon the mountaintop. Soon it will fade away, as decreed by God, the All-Possessing, the Most High. Thy glory and the glory of such as are like thee have been taken away, and this verily is what has been ordained by the One with whom is the Mother Tablet. Where is he to be found who contended with God, and whither is gone he that gainsayed his signs and turned aside from his sovereignty? Where are they who have slain his chosen ones and spilt the blood of his holy ones? Reflect, that haply thou mayest perceive the breaths of thine acts, O foolish doubter. Because of you the apostle Muhammad lamented, and the chaste one Fatimi cried out, and the countries were laid waste, and darkness fell upon all regions. O concourse of divines, because of you the people were abased, and the banner of Islam was hauled down, and its mighty throne subverted. Every time a man of discernment hath sought to hold fast unto that which would exalt Islam, you raised a clamor, and thereby was he deterred from achieving his purpose, while the land remained fallen in clear ruin. O my supreme pen, call thou to remembrance the she-serpent, Imam Jumier of Isfahan, whose cruelty hath caused all created things to groan, and the limbs of the holy ones to quake. Thus biddeth thee the Lord of all names in this glorious station. The chaste one, Fatimi, has cried out by reason of thine iniquity, and yet thou dost imagine thyself to be the family of the apostle of God. Thus hath thy soul prompted thee, O thou who hast withdrawn thyself from God, the Lord of all that hath been and shall be. Judge thou equitably, O she-serpent, for what crime didst thou sting the children of the apostle of God, the King of Martyrs and the Beloved of Martyrs, and pillage their possessions? Hast thou denied him who created thee by his command, Be, and it was? Thou hast dealt with the children of the apostle of God as neither Ad hath dealt with Saleh, nor Thamud with Hud, nor the Jews with the Spirit of God, Jesus, the Lord of all being. Gainsayest thou the signs of thy Lord, which no sooner were sent down from the heaven of his cause, than all the books of the world bowed down before them? Meditate that thou mayest be made aware of thine act, O heedless outcast. Ere long will the breaths of chastisement seize thee, as they seized others before thee. Wait, O thou who hast joined partners with God, the Lord of the visible and the invisible. This is the day which God hath announced through the tongue of his apostle. Reflect that thou mayest apprehend what the All-Merciful hath sent down in the Quran and this inscribed tablet. This is the day whereon he who is the dayspring of revelation hath come with clear tokens which none can number. This is the day whereon every man endued with perception hath discovered the fragrance of the breeze of the All-Merciful in the world of creation, and every man of insight hastened unto the living waters of the mercy of his Lord, the King of Kings. O heedless one, the tale of the sacrifice, Ishmael, hath been retold, and he who was to be offered up hath directed his steps towards the place of sacrifice, and returned not, by reason of that which thy hand hath wrought, O perverse hater. Didst thou imagine that martyrdom could abase this cause? Nay, by him whom God hath made to be the repository of his revelation, if thou be of them that comprehend. Woe betide thee, O thou who hast joined partners with God, and woe betide them that have taken thee as their leader without a clear token or a perspicuous book. How numerous the oppressors before thee who have arisen to quench the light of God, and how many the impious who murdered and pillaged until the hearts and souls of men groaned by reason of their cruelty. The Sun of Justice hath been obscured, inasmuch as the embodiment of tyranny hath been established upon the throne of hatred, and yet the people understand not. O foolish one, thou hast slain the children of the apostle, and pillaged their possessions. Say, was it in thine estimation their possessions or themselves that denied God? Judge fairly, O ignorant one, that hast been shut out as by a veil from God. Thou hast clung to tyranny and cast away justice, whereupon all created things have lamented, and still thou art among the wayward. Thou hast put to death the aged and plundered the young. Thinkest thou that thou wilt consume that which thine iniquity hath amassed? Nay, by myself, thus informeth thee he who is cognizant of all. By God, the things thou possessest shall profit thee not, nor what thou hast laid up through thy cruelty. Unto this beareth witness thy Lord, the all-knowing. Thou hast arisen to put out the light of this cause. Ere long will thine own fire be quenched at his behest. He verily is the Lord of strength and of might. The changes and chances of the world and the powers of the nations cannot frustrate him. He doeth what he pleaseth, and ordaineth what he willeth, through the power of his sovereignty. Consider the she-camel. Though but a beast, yet hath the All-Merciful exalted her to so high a station that the tongues of the earth made mention of her and celebrated her praise. He verily overshadoweth all that is in the heavens and on earth. No God is there but him, the Almighty, the Great. Thus have we adorned the heaven of our tablet with the sons of our words. Blessed the man that hath attained thereunto, and been illumined with their light, and woe betide such as have turned aside and denied him, and strayed far from him. Praised be God, the Lord of the worlds. Unquote. O Sheikh, we have enabled thee to hear the melodies of the nightingale of paradise, and unveil to thine eyes the signs which God, by his all-compelling behest, hath sent down in the most great prison, that thine eye might be cheered, and thy soul be well assured. He verily is the all-bounteous, the generous. Arise thou through the power of his testimony to serve the cause of God, thy Lord, the God of mercy. If thy faith be fearful, seize thou my tablet, and preserve it in the bosom of trust. And when thou enterest into the place of resurrection, and God asketh thee by what proof thou hast believed in this revelation, draw forth the tablet and say, quote, by this book, the holy, the mighty, the incomparable, unquote. Thereupon all will lift up their hands toward thee, and will seize the tablet, and will press it to their eyes, and will inhale therefrom the fragrance of the utterance of God, the Lord of the worlds. Were God to torment thee for having believed in his signs in this revelation, for what reason could he then torment such as have disbelieved in Muhammad, the apostle of God, and before him in Jesus, the son of Mary, and before him in the one who conversed with God, Moses, and before him in the one who is the friend of God, Abraham, and as far back as the one who was the first manifestation, who was created by the will of thy Lord, the potent, the all-encompassing. Thus have we sent down our verses unto one before thee, and recalled them unto thee in this day, that thou mayest understand, and be of them who are well assured. O thou who assumest the voice of knowledge, this cause is too evident to be obscured, and too conspicuous to be concealed. It shineth as the sun in its meridian glory. None can deny it unless he be a hater and a doubter. At this moment it behooveth us to return unto the desired one, and cleave unto these most sublime words, quote, O God, my God, thou hast lighted the lamp of thy cause with the oil of wisdom. Protect it from contrary winds. The lamp is thine, and the glass is thine, and all things in the heavens and on earth are in the grasp of thy power. Bestow justice upon the rulers and fairness upon the divines. Thou art the all-powerful, who, through the motion of thy pen, hast aided thine irresistible cause and guided aright thy loved ones. Thou art the possessor of power and the king of might. No god is there but thee, the strong, the unconstrained. Unquote. This is page 105. Please turn the tape.